Steve Eggleston of No Runny Eggs. I'm here with Representative Bill Kramer. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
How you doing, Steve?
Good. What do you think about the budget repair bill?
Well, I'm disappointed in the budget repair bill. When economic times are bad, families look at their budget and find places to cut. They spend less on this, they spend less on that, they put off this vacation, they put off this purchase. For some reason, the state doesn't seem to be able to do that. Budget repair bill had, in my opinion, no spending cuts. There are a couple of lapses, $28 million in transportation, $69 million out of the general fund, but lapses aren't cuts. The appropriation is still the number that everybody looks at. We didn't cut any appropriations. We lapsed some money into next year, and that's it.
And I saw there were a couple of, Joint Finance Bureau said were revenue increases. Could you describe them?
Well, there was the main one that affects the state directly is the tax on subsidiaries through interest and rental payments. So if you've got a subsidiary that is paying interest to a holding company or vice versa, that holding company is out of state, that will now be taxed as Wisconsin income. They won't get that deduction for it. There was also disguised as a property tax exemption for low-income senior housing, really in return is actually a tax increase on non-low-income senior housing. So in effect, we're insulating low-income seniors, but the income seniors with any or seniors with any means aren't going to get that break. That means, does that mean that their housing is going to close? Does that mean it's just going to get more expensive? Does that mean they move out? Does that mean they go to Title IX? What is that? Long-term unintended consequences of what we do just scare the hell out of me, and a lot of it seems a lot of people don't seem to look down the road. We're going to have to fix it.
Yeah, speaking of long-term consequences, the estimate on the structural deficit is now $1.7 billion.
A lot of that isn't based on the budget repair bill that we just did. That accounts for about $45 to $50 million of that. We had it down, when we did the budget, we had it down under $700 million, which is still a lot, but it was about half of where we started, actually less than half of where we started. Now, because of the downturn, that's what has increased it the most. And, you know, another $50 million from this budget repair bill, you know, as a percentage, it's not that much, but it's still $50 million is a lot of money.
Yeah, very true. I know on my way up here, Governor Doyle signed the bill and sent his veto messages. I did not have a chance to review them. Have you?
I've looked at some of them, very cursory. You know, I was driving too. To his credit, he vetoed that property tax exemption we were just talking about, which really isn't. It's a property tax increase on a lot more seniors than it's an exemption for. He took off the caps of what he can lapse out of the Department of Transportation. We had it at $50 million and replaced it with bonds, which is bad. Now he's going to take anywhere. He hasn't said exactly what the number is. I've heard $100 million. I've heard $111 million. I've heard $144 million. And with the condition of our roads and the money that's already gone, that fund is already in trouble. And this is not good policy. Add to that the fact that we have one of the highest gas taxes in the country. And if that goes to the roads as it's supposed to, I think people can live with that. They may not like it, but the fact of the matter is it's not going to the roads. It's going to other programs. At that point, we've lied or we've stolen the money. It's kind of like if you're in charge of the office coffee fund and people put in a buck when they take a cup of coffee and then you take that money and you buy filters and more coffee to replace it, but you decide to take your wife to dinner with it, that's, to me, that's theft. And I think that's what the state of Wisconsin has been doing over the last three budgets.
Well, thank you very much.